stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, September 4th. She's going to say it, so be prepared.
Well, see, I thought you were, like, convinced. Like, oh, you know what? I think she's going to forget. Just because we had a bit of a holiday weekend,
yeah, we
that my
break.
Days are going to be thrown off. That, oh, maybe.
Yeah,
just
but then
maybe.
I remind you every Wednesday.
Yeah, just maybe she'll forget it. But happy hump day, everybody.
Oh, no, man.
Wow.
I have some sound effects.
Ooh la la.
Okay, I totally forgot about
this. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Sam, what was that? Was it you?
No, that's not
ooh
me.
Ooh la la.
That was you, Sam.
That's
I could
not
see
me,
you. I
swear.
Could see your mouth moving.
Okay, look.
Ooh la la.
Yeah, Sam.
Shut up.
We can all see you.
Yeah, we can all see that. Okay.
Wow. That was me. I'm sorry. I'm just so frightened
this
right now.
This is from the days when I used to play a lot of effects and stuff,
oh,
and then it gets old.
Oh my gosh! I've never I've never heard of those before.
I know.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So okay, so it is hump day. Okay, whatever. Even though today we're starting our week, really.
Yeah. We are.
So we had a long
hump day
long
and our Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, exactly, you know, and yesterday all day I felt like it was like Tuesday. Well, it was Tuesday.
It was
yesterday.
Tuesday yesterday.
Yeah. It felt like Monday, okay?
Yeah.
It felt like Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, so, no, today feels, I don't know what it feels like.
Yeah.
I'm like all thrown off. I just coming back from Vegas. So
yeah.
I'm like,
so you went to Vegas for a couple of days. Was it nice?
I did. It was. You know, it was just, it was really, like almost humid.
Yeah?
You know, outside. Yeah. During the days. It was like, my face would sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so weird. Like, no other part of my body really sweats except for my face.
Uh-huh.
Like, are you kidding me? Like, uh-huh. Why did I, like, put makeup on or whatever?
Yeah, why did you bother?
Thank God I didn't put on, like I don't know how the girls did it. They kept, like, repowdering their face.
Really?
Like, they take out their little compact with their little thing and, like, repowder. Like, oh, honey, that's not going to make the sweat disappear. Like, really?
Yeah.
Like, just use a towel, wipe your face. Like, it's looking all like blotchy and gross and screwed up. And I'm like, now your face is kind of like taking on like a greenish, brownish tint.
Uh-huh.
Like that's not attractive. Just take it off.
Yeah.
Your skin can't be that bad. Come on.
Yeah, I don't see the point in putting on so much makeup when you go to the pool and stuff. You know?
I mean,
doesn't it all come off anyway?
Well, I mean, I didn't go in the pool because, we all know why. I've explained numerous amounts of time. And, that's the thing. That's why. It's like if a girl like that would jump in the pool, I mean, think of all that makeup that's now, like, disintegrated from her face and is, like, floating around into the water that I'm about to get into. Like,
Did you explain why you don't go in the water? I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Is that the reason?
Well,
you don't want the makeup to come off?
People, okay, so they actually had to, like, I noticed at one point, I look behind me and I'm like, why is there absolutely no one in either of the pools? Like, no one.
Really?
And my first thought, like, the only logic thing was like, oh my gosh, I wonder if somebody got sick in the pool. And then later I found out that's exactly what happened.
Oh, disgusting, man.
Yeah. Like, Ew. See, like, ew. That's why. Yeah. Like, I mean, think of how many people do that, maybe, and, like, other people don't even notice. You know what I mean? Yeah. If it's just, like, a little bit, like, okay. Like, I don't know. People, like, being gross and hawking loogies and
yeah, that's true. Yeah, you don't want to go in a public pool.
You know, especially all the people that are like all like drunk and high and whatever. I mean, they're not thinking about what they're doing. Yeah, you know what I mean? They're not really monitoring their actions,
right?
Or caring what other people.
So you're saying they're all urinating in the pool with no problem?
Not all of them, but I'm sure, like, all it takes is one,
right.
You know, for everybody to be like, oh, that's gross. That makes me really not want to go in the pool right now.
Right, yeah.
I mean, come on.
Public pools, man. I know. I'm not crazy about them either.
Yeah. And they, all the girls, they have the fake tanning, like, lotions,
right.
You know, and all that. It's like water just looks so murky and disgusting. Disgusting. And that's like after they like apparently were able to clean the pool after the people got sick, you know, in the pools. Then like a bunch of people are like all excited and like rush back in the pool like, okay, it's clean now. But it's like, really? You'd still go in after that? Like, how do you know it's really clean? I mean.
So you avoid all public pools.
I mean, not all of them. Like, my pool at my apartment complex. But then again, there's not, you know, it's a little bit more exclusive. There's not like a ton of people.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a public
going,
pool, really.
You know, and using it. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, just, you know, the ones in, you know, Vegas, I'm just,
So you like Vegas. You always go there and
I do. I do. That's what people are like, oh my gosh, you're such a Vegas whore. You're always going to Vegas, girl. And I was like, no, this is like my third time in Vegas.
Yeah.
What do you mean always going to Vegas? Yeah. Like, oh my God, every time I talk to you, you go to Vegas.
That's
like,
true, you do.
No, not every time. I've been there three times.
Okay,
like,
well,
me a break.
In probably 3 months, right?
yeah,
that's pretty often.
In May, and that was May. I think May was my first time, my first weekend in Vegas, and then I went some other time in the summer.
Okay, because I remember
now.
Three times while you were here, so.
Yeah, this was time number 33, and like, you know, what are we in September now, so.
Okay, just about every month.
Yeah, just about, but, you know, not
that's
quite.
Okay, I mean, if you like it, what the hell, you know, keep going.
Yeah, no, you know? I do, I feel like, hey, like, I'm 23, this is the time to do it.
That's true, yeah. I'm not crazy about Vegas because I've been so many times, I've lived there.
Yeah,
I used to live there, and I'm not crazy about it, but. It's okay every once in a while because it's not too far, you know.
Yeah.
It's a whole different world when you go there.
Yeah. No, yeah. I didn't really get too crazy.
Good.
This trip, you know. Yeah. I never do.
You never
talked
do.
About that before. I'm not.
You're so
really
friggin' conservative.
I know.
I don't get it.
But that's the thing. Like, I could still, you know, I could still have fun.
Right.
You know, and act just as crazy as everybody else.
That's
and
true,
be, like, totally sober.
Yeah.
Everyone's all like, look, lift up your sunglasses. Let me see your eyes. What are you on? I'm like, nothing. I'm sober. Like, why? I'm like, because I want to be able to, like, wake up. Tomorrow after, you know.
Oh, God.
After maybe like 3 hours of sleep and
so that's
still
good
feel
that
somewhat
you can,
decent.
Yeah. So it's good that you can actually control yourself when people are doing that and stuff, you know, because it's very tempting to just go ahead and drink with everybody and stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I can
Is it because you don't like to drink or you just don't like to get drunk?
It's because bottle service doesn't have whiskey. It's always vodka.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I mean,
whiskey.
If I'm going to drink, I want to enjoy what I'm drinking.
Right.
And that would be Jameson.
Okay.
And, you know, everyone like goes to Vegas and is like, yeah, Jameson. Like, you know, they get bottle service at the table and it's always vodka.
Yeah.
So I just don't really enjoy it, you know?
All right.
So, I mean, yeah, whatever. I'll drink some with some, you know, Red Bull because it makes it, you know, somewhat tolerable. But, and see, now that I couldn't drink by myself either. I couldn't just, like, down an energy drink. Like, I don't know.
They're weird.
They're not my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. We used to have Monster drinks here. The Monster Company would bring us some because we knew some people there.
Oh, yeah.
And we would have a refrigerator here and everybody would drink it. And then, you know, news came out that they're starting to suspect that people are dying from this if they drink too much of it. Yeah. Like this girl drank, like, I think 3 really big cans or something, and she had like a heart attack or something, you know, and died. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
Yeah, so I figured, you know, I mean, I was drinking them for a while. They were okay. Not for the energy, though. I mean, it was making me really like hyper. I just like the taste of it for some reason.
Right.
So, but then I asked them, don't bring them anymore. I don't want people dying in here.
Yeah, really? That's frightening. Yeah. I guess there were, I don't know, I just overheard some people in Vegas talking about there's some, like, you know, DJ festival thing in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some kind of, like, I don't know, like ecstasy or something that was going around, and it's like killing a bunch of people.
Really?
Like 8 or 9 people have died because of this ecstasy that's going around the East Coast.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't heard of it.
I was like, oh my gosh, it's so frightening. Like these, you know, going somewhere to like have a good time and, you know, taking these drugs, like, oh yeah, let's party. And then boom, they're dead. Like, okay. Don't do drugs.
Gotta be careful. Gotta be careful.
That's my message for that.
Yeah.
Well,
just before we get to our guests here, we have 2 special guests in the studio. I just wanted to bring up the fact that you know who Ariel Castro is, right? The guy that kidnapped the girls and raped them for 10 years and stuff.
Yeah.
So he got like 1,000 years in jail, right?
Mm-hmm.
They found him hanging in his cell yesterday. He committed suicide.
No way.
Yeah, with a bed sheet.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's like you wonder, you know, you're under so much supervision and monitoring and everything, and you still can do it, you know? Bless you.
Thank you. Sorry about that. I know. I don't know what my deal is. Since I got back to L.A., I've been, like, sneezing nonstop. My eyes are all, like, puffy. I keep rubbing them, smearing my makeup.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You gotta sometimes sneeze in the microphone. I want people to hear your sneezing. They're like a Hello Kitty sneeze.
It is. It's like a little squeak.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's funny. It's a funny little thing. It's weird because for me, it's just something that's natural. I mean,
right.
I do it all the time. I'm like, okay, whatever, no big deal.
Right.
But for people that hear it for the first time, everyone's what was that? I'm like, I see.
But it's because you're suppressing it, right? You don't let it out.
No.
You sneeze.
Yeah, like I like, you know, and then I, too, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
You don't let it all out.
I don't know how to do it. Otherwise,
okay.
Unless it sounds more like coughing, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. People are like, what was that? I'm like, you're supposed to say God bless you when somebody sneezes. It's not what was that.
And then they'll go, oh, you sneezed.
Like, oh, that was a sneeze. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's unique. All right. I know.
Well, our guests are waiting patiently here, and we're going to bring him in right now. We have Roslyn Pacheco. And we have Ann Trovada, both hosts of the show, Longevity Angels, Thursdays at 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
On Channel 1 right here on LA Talk Radio. And you guys started a few weeks ago. And you have a great show. I mean, I've been listening to it. Very entertaining.
Thank you. I mean, our purpose is really to educate women, men and women.
Oh, really?
We don't like to leave our gentlemen out.
Good. But you're more experienced with women. You're more familiar with that plight.
Absolutely.
Right, because we are women.
Given the fact that they are women.
I guess that helps.
That might have something to do with it.
Well, we needed to clarify. You know? So that's cool. So what do you... So what is the show about? What is the basic format?
So basically, our purpose on Longevity Angels is to empower women to be their best self. Because women, I believe, and you know, me being 32 now, at a young age, I had such a good mentor. And now we want to pay it forward to other women, maybe younger or even older, it doesn't matter the age. We want to be able to mentor them to the best health, to the best their best self, to be authentic, to be real. And that in turn help our society run better, because women, we don't have proper mentorship.
Right.
If we had proper mentorship, you know, we'd be able to take over the world.
Yeah.
And why not,
sure.
Right, Ed? We talk about that all the time.
What the hell? I have no problem with that.
Yeah. We're coming. We're coming for you, world.
Okay. Go ahead. So, I was going to say something inappropriate here. But like
of course you were, Sam. What else is new?
He's holding himself back.
Yeah, there you go.
He's a guy.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a guy, just like all the other guys, you know?
The other guys.
I know. I was telling you, it's
so
not easy.
Sam, you're so poetic today.
Yeah.
He's on it.
It's difficult being a man. You know, I mean, you're constantly distracted by sex and stuff every few minutes, and it's hard, you know. So, but for women, it's a different. Yeah, so women actually do have the time and the patience to empower themselves. Guys couldn't care less.
Actually, men get empowered by women, by strong women.
Uh-huh.
Yes, don't you agree?
I guess I do, yeah. I never thought about it. But yeah, they say behind every successful man, there's a woman.
There's a strong woman.
Yeah, there's a
not
woman
a
who makes...
Not a successful woman, a strong woman.
A strong woman who makes it necessary,
we'll
right?
Just happen. Think about whenever you feel the most confident, don't you feel like it's usually because like a woman is totally into you and you all of a sudden feel very powerful?
That is right.
So that's my theory behind
that. That's true. That's not what empowers women, right? I mean, what are some of the things that... do empower women. I mean, the thing is that you don't need a guy to like you in order to feel empowered.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
No, and you
damn.
Know what?
It would have been so much easier.
That's a great question. And you know what, Sam, to bring up this thought, some women feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our role in society, women like Anne and I, to change women's mind, to say, you know what, you don't need a man to make you feel like that, or you don't need a man or to depend on a man for financial or whatever it is. Like, you, a woman is a full circle. You can do everything on your own. And granted, I'm married. I'm happily married, and I've been married for 10 years, and both him and I are independent. We've just made a deal together to be the best people we can be, and to help one another to be the best person.
Right.
So women still feel like that. But to me, I just feel like, you know what, you don't need to feel like that, because those are the most insecure women.
Right. You need to feel secure with yourself first before you're going to find a man that's appropriate for
100%,
you.
100%.
Right? There
right?
we go.
Yes.
Absolutely.
There we go.
Yeah. No, I think it's very important that people understand that. It's not, because there are a lot of women out there that don't have, like me, I'm single, but I don't want to feel like because I'm single, I'm less of a person because I can't find a man. Or whatever, you know, so I think there's a lot of single women out there that feel that they feel less because they don't have someone. And that's not true. And I mean, I feel like I'm a strong person, and I don't need a man. I'm okay with it. Like, I'm okay with
it. We're looking, though. We're looking.
Frost is always looking for me.
Yeah.
But
that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. You know,
I love
because,
it.
Yeah, you
want to
be
fun.
Independent. And I think guys would get turned off if a woman, like, depends on them too much,
that's
you know?
Right. Oh, yeah. Right.
Because it's, like, suffocating sometimes, I think.
Right.
But at the same time, yeah, I think guys can be like that, too. Like, you know, way too involved and stuff like that. So you're saying with your husband, you guys have, like, your own gigs going after and your own goals and stuff, but yet you manage to keep your marriage together. And
that's exactly what I'm saying. And my husband, he is such a strong... Like, she knows him. She knows him. He's such a strong, independent person. And I just so happen to be that strong, independent person, too.
Right.
So we both, we're on the same wavelength with that. But we're there for each other. We're there to support one another. We're there to help build each other's dreams. And to me, I think, like, that's the best kind of relationship that you can have.
Right.
Because he's also my best friend, my business partner.
Wow.
He's everything. He's amazing.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So 10
Aww,
years, huh?
Awesome. 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Three kids.
Three kids?
Yes.
Aww.
We don't talk about them much. No.
Keep them in the back room.
Lock them up.
In the basement.
All in jokes.
Cool. Yeah. Well, I'm sure they have a hot mother and everything. How are they, like, older? I mean,
I have
pretty young, right?
Well, yeah, we started really young. I have a 10, an 8, and a 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Thanks for saying hot mother, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Instead of a MILF, you mean?
Whoa. Mia.
But no, so this is cool. So how did you guys meet?
So I'm from Hawaii, and mm-hmm. he was in the Navy, and we met there. He was just like the guy who was always there. So he caught my attention. Let's just say he caught my attention. And I'm very picky with men. I love intelligence. I love smart men. And he was that. He was and he was very sensitive at the same time.
Right.
He wasn't that macho man that... Who wants to date that macho man? You know what I mean? Nobody wants to date that guy. He was just so sensitive, so in touch with himself. He was put together, well put together.
Right.
So I was very attracted to him.
And where did you see him? Where did you meet him?
Oh, unfortunately, yes, at the club.
No way.
Yes, that's how we met. And you know what? He turned out to be such a great guy.
Right.
You know, sometimes you got to take the risk.
Yeah, that's true. Now, how do you meet at a club? I mean, they're so loud, right? You can't even talk there. How do you meet somebody like that there?
Anyone?
No, you're the one who met him. Yeah.
Okay. So we were dancing.
We were dancing,
and then he bought me a drink, and, you know, we decided to hang out after that.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know I came on here to talk about my love life.
We'll talk about everything. Don't worry about it.
Sam wants to cover all the bases.
Yeah, exactly.
I can see that. I can see. I like to leave that in the back burner, too. No kidding.
Cool. And Anne, are you from here, from L.A.?
I'm actually from Anaheim.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right.
Okay, but you're a California girl.
I am a total Southern California girl.
Right. And you grew up in Anaheim?
Grew up
near Disneyland.
Yeah, I grew up in Anaheim and in Norwalk, so. Mm-hmm. But I went out to school in LA too, so.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I graduated from Loyola Marymount.
Oh, okay. So. That's like near Marina del Rey, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Playa del Rey, yes.
Yeah.
Somewhere between. Yeah, that's a pretty good school, right?
I know, I'm kind of a nerd.
Really?
Closet nerd.
Yeah.
No one knows.
Oh, we know. We know.
Total nerd.
It's cool to be a smart woman, though. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's really
important.
Cool. Yeah, it is. And I think a lot of people, a lot of guys look for that, too, you know. You don't want to just want to have a bimbo or something because, you know, once the you get over the sex and everything, then you have to deal with a person,
right.
You know.
At least some men, yeah.
That's a great way of putting it.
Yeah, you know, so you better...
Like, oh my God, it's just so cool. You have to put up with me sounding like this for the rest of your life. Are we going to be so happy together, baby?
Oh,
you know,
God,
I never miss an opportunity to do my...
I would pull my hair out if I had someone like that. Are you kidding me?
You do so well, Mia.
You know, some guys like that, though. It's weird.
Really?
Yeah, but like, you never know.
Like the bimbo set.
Maybe because they're also bimbos themselves.
Exactly.
That's true. Yeah, it could be that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't know. Yeah. But so how do you find, I mean, do you find the guys in L.A. Easy to hang out with, difficult? What do you think?
Guys in L.A.? Oh. you know, I think it varies. I mean, I'm a pretty busy girl, and I think the difficult thing for me is that LA guys are just as busy as I am, so finding time to hang out is pretty difficult because LA and Anaheim are pretty far.
So right, yeah.
It's a drive, so you have to make time. And, you know, I think it's also the fact that maybe I just haven't found someone that I find worth making the time. So, but there's a lot of great guys out there. It's just that...
Yeah. Now, why is everybody so damn busy all the time? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Everybody's too busy for a relationship. What is that all about?
I think you have to be ready for a relationship in order for you to stop saying you're busy. And I think when people say that, like myself, I'll be honest. And when I say I'm busy, it's because I don't think I'm ready for a relationship.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Did you just get out of one or something or what?
Yeah, like 8 years ago.
Oh, okay. She's still not ready for a relationship. Okay, that's fine.
I think... And don't get me wrong, I date and I hang out with, you know, a few people, but I'm still a lady, so, you know, I still have my needs, but as far as, like, dating all the time, like, it's too much, it's too, it, you know, and the problem is with, you know, certain girls when they're strong and they're independent, some guys can't handle that.
They don't like it.
Yeah, that's right. They want you to, they want you to need them more.
So pretend to be a bimbo. What the hell?
Yeah, probably. So, yeah. And I'm just not good at faking it.
Oh, girl.
take notes from Mia.
Oh, my gosh.
So do you still live in Anaheim now? Or,
I do. Cool. I like.
And do you have siblings?
I do. There's five of us. So.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah, I have two sisters that are twins, and then they're older than me by a year. So we look like triplets, actually, if you see us.
Really?
Yeah. So we get passed for triplets a lot. Wow. And then I have two younger brothers.
Oh, wow. How cool. So you're in the middle.
I am, right smack in the middle.
Yeah.
So.
How is that for you? I mean, does that make for a difficult childhood, or is it easier?
You know, a lot of people say that middle children are usually the ignored ones, but they say that the reason why they strive more is because they feel like they have to prove themselves
all the time.
So I guess that's
I guess everybody feels that, though.
Yeah.
You know, because like the firstborn, it's like there's a lot of expectations.
Right.
And you have to live up to that, you know.
True.
But then I can see what you're saying, like the second child, third child, they sort of like have to live up to what the firstborn has done.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. So, but I don't think they get forgotten, you know.
No, and you know, for me, I'm also really small, and if you see I'm like tiny, so I'm like 4'11", and so I feel like I have Napoleon syndrome because I feel like I have to be like, hey, look at me. So you know, it's pretty funny, but it's driven me to where I am. So.
Yeah, it's kind of tough being short, though, huh? I mean, the thing is, for a man, you know, I'm only 5'8", so if I meet a 5'9" woman, it's like, you know, she doesn't have to be a lot taller, you know, just an inch.
No, and then she can't wear heels.
And, yeah, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, it's like maybe I'll stand on tiptoes, you know, on my tiptoes and try to be as tall, you know, because it's kind of like, it can make you feel a little smaller and stuff, Yeah.
Yeah, the only plus side is I'm never taller than any guy.
Yeah.
So I guess that's always good.
Yeah.
That's true.
But for a woman, it's fine. You know, I mean, it's like people like tiny women and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think, you know?
I mean, there are some times where it's just like, I tell Ross sometimes, I'm like, Ross, don't forget I'm short. I can't reach that. I can't, like, do certain things. Aww. Like, you know, like it's pretty funny because people don't realize that, like, height is, there's a reason why sometimes it's considered a handicap because there's certain things you can't do. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know, and society seems to value tall people, you know, so it's kind of hard. But, so, Roslyn, you're from Hawaii, right?
Yes.
What island did you come from?
Oahu.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, are you, like,
Oahu.
From the big city, or
it.
Did you live in a small town?
We actually grew up in the country area, if that makes sense to people, because some people are, like, country and Oahu, but there really is a country. So, we were on the West Coast, and my parents, we had a 15-acre farm, so we really were in the country, and we had eight of us. So I was the middle child, too, and I can still relate to Anne because we had eight, all of us together, and I was, like, right in the middle. So I was right after the three boys, and I was the oldest of the four girls behind me. So I had to live up to my brothers. I had to be a good role model for my sisters. So with me, I had to find a way to make myself shine.
That's
like,
true,
Mom,
yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm here, Mom. I'm not lost
hello.
In the middle.
I was like jumping up and down.
Wow.
Putting a tiara on my head just so my mom looks at me. That's what we do.
So maybe it's not a good idea to have that many kids, huh?
You know, no.
No.
No. This is one of the reasons
although
why
it's nice
we stopped
to have
at
a
three.
Big family.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I
you,
wouldn't.
You started, you mean you stopped at three?
I stopped at three. We stopped at three.
You stopped
like,
at
we
three,
finally
yeah.
are on the same page and we said, you know what? Three is a good number.
Yeah, that's
three
enough.
Three is a good number.
Yeah. You can't go for seven. I mean, even five is a lot, right?
It is. I mean, I feel like I could see it and, you know, bless my parents, they're awesome parents, but I could see it, they get tired after.
Mm-hmm.
With my brothers, all of a sudden, it was like my parents were everywhere, videotaped everything in my childhood. Then with my brothers, they're like, can you go videotape? Because I'm like 10 years older than my youngest brother.
Okay.
So it's me that's taking him to prom, taking him to like all his school functions. Going. Because I was like, wait, you know, and I get it, but I mean, it's fun because remember, we're close, my siblings and I, but it at a certain point, your parents, you get tired.
Yeah.
And they're just like, I'm done.
It's too much. Yeah, I mean, some people can't handle one baby, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, so I don't know how people can do that, but it's in the culture, right?
It's our culture, definitely, to have a lot of kids.
Yeah.
But I broke that. Yeah. I broke the status quo. I was like, this is it.
It's the culture of no condoms, no anything. Yeah. Can you imagine every time you have sex, you're going to get pregnant? You know,
I mean,
that's pretty. Yeah, but people do that.
Yeah.
People do
that. Yeah, they do. Now, I'm the oldest of two. I have a younger brother. We're 3 years apart. And yeah, I don't think that I could have more than two kids.
Yeah.
I feel I feel like that worked out pretty well, you know, with the, you know, the way I grew up. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to try to do the same thing.
Especially if you get a boy and a girl, you know, that's enough, you know, like I got a boy and a girl and I figured that's enough, you know, I don't need any more. But some people, they go for four and five, you know, I don't get it. But they just love family, I guess. So, you know, so it's not like a bad thing, obviously, but for the kids, it's probably, you know, there's some identity issues and things.
Well, there's
like
also something with like parents that they feel like the more kids they have, the more that's going to take care of them when they're older.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or the older kids will take care of the younger kids and all that. So.
Which is what happened.
That's just what happened with me too.
Yeah.
I was mommy at a very young age.
Wow. So, well, that's cool, you know. So, what was I going to say? I totally forgot. So let's go back to the show, to your show and stuff. So empowering women and stuff like that. Now, what is the... Do women have a problem today with, like, confidence, self-confidence and things like that? I mean, can we make generalizations like that?
Well, I don't like making generalizations, but our show is to empower women. And I know women around me that needs empowerment. Uh-huh. And I'm not saying that I'm all high and mighty, but if my words can at least help one person, to me, I've done my job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I just feel like with my experience, with Anne's experience and our knowledge base, I just feel like we have something special. We have something to share to the world. And if someone can be inspired by that, then let's keep talking.
Great.
Let's keep sharing.
And this is based on what? On your life experience? Or did you go to school or to any...
Everything. Education.
Yeah.
See, education, I love... I'm an educated woman. And to me, like, education is amazing. But education's only going to get you so far.
Mm.
That's only going to let you know that you are educated.
Right.
You know what I mean? But your life experiences, what you've learned from, what you've went through, that's what's gonna really touch people's lives. And if you put those two together with your passion, that's your purpose.
Right.
That's your purpose, and you're just gonna touch so many people's lives. And like with her, I want to tell the story of how we met because I...
Okay.
She's like my best friend. Okay, so she tells it the best. Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. So Ross and I met at Dave & Buster's. That sounds
awesome.
Normal, but
what's
not
that?
So normal.
It's kind of like a restaurant bar / arcade
thing.
You but it like wasn't like stuff. We met like at the bar or anything like that. I was in the girls' bathroom, and I'm washing my hands, and this girl comes up to me, and she goes... excuse me, are you guys single? And I was like, what? Who's this girl right now? Like, I was there with my one of my other friends, and it was just pretty funny because she literally just walked up to me and was just asking if I was single, and I kind of just stared at her like, is this a trick question?
Yeah.
Is she
am I on TV?
Like, what is going on here? So it was pretty funny, and then I guess she was trying to introduce me. I guess she had a friend outside who she wanted me to meet, and I was kind of like, okay. Like, but it was pretty fun, and it's just funny because we came up with this whole story that, like, because I was like, isn't it weird that you're just picking up a girl in a bathroom?
Yeah, you know.
You know, like,
and
for your friend.
I do stuff like that.
Yeah.
I do stuff like that. You got to be confident to do that.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, but for some strange reason, we ended up exchanging numbers, and we became just really good friends.
Wow,
like,
how cool.
Yeah, so.
Met in a public bathroom.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's what makes our story so strong.
Yeah.
She is such a great person.
Really?
Anne is a great person. Like, she inspires me every day. And
I pay her to say that.
Yeah.
She did. She gave me $100 on the way up. But she doesn't even know it. She inspires me every day, just being herself. And I love women like that who are authentic. I love women who can be themselves and be comfortable in their own skin. And that's what we try to tell women of all colors, all races, all sizes, whatever. You have to be comfortable in your own skin.
Right.
Because if you're not, then no one's going to look at you and say, wow, you know, that girl's pretty nice, you know?
Yeah. And as a society, I don't know if you know this, there is a lack of security now. I mean, there's a lot of insecurities with the way our society is going. There's a lot more mental health issues, more depression coming out.
Right.
And I think it also has to do with, well, one, the way we eat, and then another is just the way society is built. We're so surrounded by so many things getting thrown at you with Facebook, with Twitter, with all these things that it's like constant. Like, it's not like when we were kids where, like, you know, someone makes fun of you, you go home from school, it's done. Like, someone makes fun of you, you go home, you get on your computer, you're constantly getting made fun of. Like, it's just constant now. So we feel like there is that need for more people to get empowered because there's so many things. There's so much negativity in the world that's breaking you down
on
social
media. It's such a public affair.
Absolutely.
Like, not only is, you know what I mean? It's not just between, like you said, like you and a kid on a playground, and then you go home and all
is
forgotten.
And now it's a whole world.
And now everybody, you know, everybody can see
people
what
you're
being
ridiculed. Know. Your aunt from like another state now knows that you like peed your pants. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's just
it's
and,
one of those
and yet
things.
We're eager to post all these things, you know, like,
I know.
People, you know what? I stopped myself last night because I saw a photo of something I thought would be really funny and a really great Instagram post. And then I thought about it and I'm like, I can't do it. That's not very nice. And I didn't.
Good
I didn't
for
post
you.
It. And I'm like,
good
oh
for
my
you.
Gosh, people are going to eat this up. This is the funniest thing ever. And I'm like, I can't post it. And
that's
good.
Yeah, you gotta have some control.
That's just maturity.
It's like I would hate if, you know, if it was somebody that did that and it was maybe somebody that I know.
Right.
You know, and
just
you
think
know,
if
or
your mother had
even,
to read it or something.
You know? Exactly.
Yeah.
Even though like you would have no idea who the person was.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
It's not like you could see their face or anything. It was just I don't know, just the thought of it.
Yeah,
like,
it's
that's
your
just,
reputation.
It's just not very nice. I'm not gonna, you know, on the surface it would be funny. But it's, you know.
I know, like people that bitch on there and stuff all the time.
Oh,
like,
God.
I don't get it, you know. Like, people complain about their family and stuff, you know, like fights they have and things. And the thing is, you know that after you get mad, everything is going to be back, you know, to normal. But people are still going to remember that, you know.
Yeah.
So you really have to be careful.
Is, you know, when people post, like, their relationships.
Oh
my God. Like, you know, they have, like, single and then is in a relationship with blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I don't even have that.
Yeah.
I don't even do that because then it's like, then you take it off. It's like, so-and-so is now single.
I know.
So-and-so is done. And then their whole page is filled with girls.
Like, what happened?
What happened? Is he a jerk? Oh, my God. Girl, I'm so sorry. Fuck him. You don't need that shit in your life. And then, like, you know, they get all, like, dramatic. And then they'll post, like, quotes from songs and stuff like that. And be like, I'm so over you. Blah, blah, blah. And then, like, 3 days later is back in a relationship with blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people, like, I would love to know how many relationships got broken up just through Facebook. Just because of Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Through, like,
probably
a
lot.
I saw you friended that girl. Like, I don't know.
Why is she posting
why did you
a
like
new page?
Because she was in a bikini. Do you think she's hot in a bikini? So basically, you're, like, practically picturing her naked. Like, oh my God. Like, what is wrong with you? You're disgusting. You're a pig, babe. You're a pig. Don't like those photos.
That's good.
That's good.
That's really good.
You're on a roll here.
It's so much fun. I love doing that part.
It sounds like
I think we brought it. We brought it out of you, huh? We brought it out of her.
Girl.
This is funny.
Yeah.
So, Anne, you do date and stuff like that, right?
I do.
Okay, so do you find it hard to meet nice guys?
Yeah. Like, or else I wouldn't be single. No, it's tough. It is tough because it's I am picky. I know that. I really like smart guys. Like,
right.
But you want to be good looking too, and sometimes it always fall together. So
yeah.
But yeah, it's just and I'm finding time because it does. Relationships take time.
It does.
You don't
it does.
Just, you know, go out with someone. You're like, oh, you're perfect. Let's go. You right. know, you do have to take the time and get to know people. And
where do you meet the guys? You go to clubs and things like that, bars, online dating,
No, you know, it's funny because I guess everybody's on the hunt to find me a guy. So Ross gets guys in the bathroom for me. She also picks up bartenders for me sometimes. I'm like, stop doing that.
Yeah, I'm like, are you single? She's single.
But for the most part, I meet a lot of people through friends and stuff. But mm-hmm. yeah, I tried online dating once because my boss, she's so funny because she was just like, you're 30. It's your birthday. I feel like my present to you is I'm going to set up an online dating account. And I was like, what? And she literally did the whole profile, whole thing. And I was like, paid for it. And I was like, are you kidding me? And the profile was like ridiculous.
Really?
It was like, totally she's not flexible, you. Bendy, like, because I was jealous. And I was like, oh, it's ridiculous. And so I get all these, like, you just get all these messages, and I was just like, oh my God. Filtering through those is exhausting also, so
right.
people wow. think, like, online dating is easy too, but I'm like, that's exhausting too. That takes time also. Like,
I think it does, yeah.
Yeah. Because yeah. you have to filter through all the BS too.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Wow. It's crazy. So.
But I think it's a lot easier for women, you know, because, you know, you probably get like hundreds of emails. You get to choose, you know, for a guy, you have to go on a hunt.
Every time you want a girl. That.
Yeah.
That's
you know. True. So, yeah.
That's
so
funny.
That would be funny. Yeah, I guess, you know, but a lot of people are online dating now. So it's not like it doesn't have a stigma to it or anything.
No. And I have a couple friends that have done it and they've met fantastic guys. And I think
oh, really?
That's great. Yeah. It's just. Again, it takes time, and I don't have that time to sit there and go through emails and
that's true,
respond back and I don't know.
But that's the thing. I mean, you can't if you want a relationship, you can't be too busy all the time.
Right.
You know, you got to find some time. You got to make some time. You know.
Yeah.
And so you know that's why I don't understand when people say, "Oh, I'm too busy for a relationship." You know. I mean, what the hell? You know, I'm running a radio station. I'm not too busy for anything. You know, I always
have
time.
That's true.
I always make time. You got to
make
time.
You're
right,
Sam. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, but especially for your personal life and stuff.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, but like you said, it has to be somebody that's worth putting the time in for.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Why quit being busy if you love being busy just for someone that's like mediocre,
right.
you know, if you're not really feeling
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Agreed.
So,
don't settle.
That makes, don't settle. Exactly.
But
that makes a lot of sense.
Can I just add something there, Mia? We've introduced very awesome people. To Anne. Very awesome, but she really is. I think she's just in a place where she's not ready. Probably she's just not ready.
You don't want to commit to anything yet, right?
No,
you're still building up your career, probably your work and everything.
Yeah, I love what I'm doing right now. And
what are you doing right now?
Well, I do the radio show with Ross, and then I'm also a program director for the YMCA.
Oh wow!
So
how
I cool. love kids, and I love helping the community. So that's what I get to do every day. So
that's nice. So you work with kids?
I do.
You like
well,
that?
I work indirectly now with kids because I create the programs for them.
I see.
So.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So how were you qualified to do that? Did you do something similar before?
I started off as a gymnastics instructor, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I did not get my degree in that, but, you know, all a degree tells you is that you're determined.
Right.
That's all.
And educated.
And educated. But... For me, I started off as a gymnastics instructor at the YMCA, and every time I tried to quit, they promoted me.
Really?
So, so it was fun, and you know, but I fell in love with just the whole mission of just, you know, trying to build a stronger community through kids, and you know, and it because they are our future. So
exactly.
I really found a passion in that, and so I love my job every day.
That's wonderful.
I go in, and I try to figure out what I can create better for them and deciding what's the new program I want to help that's going to get kids off the streets. And that's exciting for me to know that I make that kind of impact.
That's true. That's quite an impact. Yeah.
Yeah. Love my job.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Children are our future.
See why I'm busy?
Yeah. I do. Yeah. That would keep
I'm
me busy.
I'm trying to save the world.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah,
Roslyn, what about you? What do you do during the day?
I'm an image consultant. So anything from fitness, health, beauty, makeup, all of that. Yeah.
And who do you consult? I mean,
women. Women and men. But let's be clear, it's mostly women.
Right.
Because I love working with my women.
Right. But who comes to you for that kind of stuff? Is that like ordinary women or career women that need to be concerned about the way they look?
Actually, all.
Uh-huh.
Every woman. You can be a career woman to a stay-at-home mom to, you know, a single woman, young, old. I mean, I work with everyone.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's
yes.
cool.
Yeah.
So, image consultant. Now, do I need to improve my image, do you think?
See, it depends what you mean about image, because image right. is all around.
Right. It's not image, just the way the outside, yeah.
The inside, too. And I work, like, it's mind, body, and spirit. And I really believe, like, having all three, and fashion, I would like to say fashion, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. you have to, let me just say, even if you go to the store, you know, if you're going to say, I'm just going to pick up milk, whatever it is, you please dress up.
Right.
Dress up. Be presentable. I'm not saying to put your full face on, but just be presentable to the world, because how you portray yourself to the world, they see this. They
right.
see what you look like. And although we shouldn't be judging a book by its cover, never always, but we do.
Right.
We do that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, I think for women, especially being a mom, like a lot of moms let themselves go because they feel like, I mean, I'm speaking for myself because I felt like this too, because I felt like the kids were first. I have to put the kids first because that was our culture.
Right.
Our culture was, okay, have kids. You're going to stay home. Don't worry about you. Just take care of the kids.
Right.
But, you know, I reached a point in my life where I was like, this can't be true because
right.
I don't feel great about myself. I don't feel good. And what happens when you don't feel good about yourself? Then you don't feel good about your husband, you don't feel good about your marriage, you don't treat your kids good.
Right.
So
right.
being like you to take care of yourself, I mean, not in a vain sense, but in
right.
a sense where, you know, you're significant, because women love to be significant. No matter
right.
what
mm-hmm.
it is, what you do, you want to feel significant and feel beautiful in your own skin.
Right.
So that's what I do. I empower women to be their best self.
Sounds good
yeah.
to me.
Yeah.
yeah
Are you ready,
it makes
Sam?
Sense
I'm ready.
To, you know, when you feel better, when you feel like you look better.
It's true.
Right.
I mean,
yes.
yeah, it's like,
thank
I,
you.
You know, I hate to sound a specific way about it, but it's very, very true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
it's true. You know, I mean, I'll never leave the house with like flip flops or something, you know, and I never leave the house unshaved. You know, just because that's the way I want to feel, you know.
Right, right.
So it's not about who you're going to see or what's
right.
going to happen. It's, I think it makes you feel better when
absolutely.
You take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely, I agree.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, sometimes it's like even if I don't have big plans or something, I'll still get up, shower, get dressed and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel good, you know.
Yeah. Sam, yeah. I'm dressed up every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
You are.
Every day, yeah.
I know, you always
Well, you
look,
feel like you can conquer the world when you feel like, even when you're not, you don't have any plans, but you showered, you got ready, you're like, oh, well, now I want to do something.
And now
right.
I'm ready.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Ready.
And
like,
I'm presentable
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
stuff. Yeah.
yeah.
Exactly.
That's
yeah,
for
I feel
sure.
like that,
yeah.
too. I'll come home from, like, an audition or something, and I would have been, like, all done up, and I don't have any plans, and I'm like, okay, now I have to do something, because I look really freaking good right now.
yes.
I don't want to go to waste.
Like,
I don't
yeah.
think so.
Don't waste
I don't
that.
Think so. I'm not wasting this. No way.
Exactly.
Right.
Do not waste that. Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All
yeah.
right. Well, guys, we got to wrap up. So, Roslyn. Thank you so much for
Thank
joining
you.
Us.
Thank you for having me.
Go ahead and plug if people want to use your services or whatever. Where can they find you?
Absolutely. So you can just shoot us an email at youngevityangels@gmail.com. It's youngevity, youngevity at gmail.com. So definitely shoot us an email. Anne and I are like available to you because we also preach our passion project, which we never got to mention. And it's through natural cosmetics. And a lot of women, especially women, Sam, do we have time?
Yes, go ahead. We have a minute.
Yeah, okay. So women, we don't realize that because we all love makeup. Mm. Makeup, beauty is something all women can relate to. And makeup is one of the most toxic things that you can put on your face.
Wow.
That's why natural cosmetics has been our passion, like, you know, for years, because we have to find a way, for women especially, we have to find a way to still look good without the expense of our health.
Right.
So if you guys are interested in that as well, please give us an email.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And if you guys want to listen to the show, it's on Thursdays at 6. right here on Channel 1. And definitely an entertaining show. So
yes,
everybody
we have
tune
a good
in.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Rosalind, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining
us. You're welcome.
Us.
Thank you.
All the best with the show and
great.
Everything.
That's great. I enjoyed having all these females in the studio yes, today.
I'm sure you do. So did I.
It's the
I'm learning so much.
All right,
so are
everybody.
You, Sam.
Thank you, Mia. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.